This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Yeah. Live show, they on tour, they arrive. Amir came up on this side, Jake on the other side. Oh well, fuck it, dog, they gon' be side by side. I got tickets, wait outside, and I share it with the guys. We up on the side, first up like we tried. I've been waiting since like five, people acting like I died. Everyone expecting help with that damn DM slide. Yeah, it's a podcast show, helping you out. Hey, advice, motherfuckers, summer down. If I were you, about to play now. Hey, listen to the words they gotta say. Hey, calm down. Let it play. Hey, hey, let it play. Let it play. Hey.
Toda, indeed.
Do you know who that is?
Justin. Justin Goncalves.
That's right. This guy, we must have used like 15 of his theme songs at this point.
And never fully learned how to pronounce his name because we met him. And he told us that we'd been pronouncing it wrong. And now I can't remember if he was like, it's pronounced Goncalves.
Right.
Or if he was like, it's pronounced Goncalves.
Yeah. We never quite realized or learned how to spell his name or say it
correctly. We learned but forgot it in an evening. Because after the shows, after the show, it's the after party.
Yeah.
And after the party, it's the hotel lobby. And I'm often waking up in a drunken stupor.
What does it mean that after the party is the hotel lobby? Like people are just waiting for the elevators to get back to the room, or are they like partying in the lobby?
I feel like it must be partying in the lobby, because otherwise it's a pretty anticlimactic, it's not an escalation.
Yeah.
After the show, it's the after party. That's really fun. I know, like, the show's good, but we're going to really go ham at the after party.
Right.
And after the party, it's everyone turns in because we're all pretty tuckered out.
Yeah, after the party, it's a hotel lobby, but the hotel is a Best Garden Inn Express. So there's like a microwave there, and you can buy popcorn from the front desk for a dollar.
So there's no room service, but there's something to snack on if you're fiending.
They have cup of noodles that you can put cold water in, and then they have this microwave you can rent for 75 cents.
That's not bad.
Yeah. After the hotel lobby, we're gonna go to the business center.
Why?
If anybody has to print anything, there's a fax machine.
We have another tour date the next day, so everybody be sure to print your Amtrak tickets in the business center, because we have an early call time and you might not remember to do it.
Remember, 7 a.m. call, and Amtrak is real finicky with like the online iPhone boarding. So make sure that you print your passes. That's why we're all going to the business center.
And breakfast, breakfast is at 6, and we have a hard out at 7. So if you don't want breakfast, if you want to just show up having had
it's just
on the day.
It's continental.
Yeah.
They have muffins.
If you want to grab and go.
Muffins from Costco. And then they
and
have
a cup of noodles.
They have milk in a carafe that's not cold. And a box of Cheerios. One box per customer, please. And after that, it's the next show, and then it's the after party.
We do it all again, everybody. It's the hotel lobby.
We're back in it.
And this is the tour with, oh shit, is it R. Kelly?
Yeah.
All right, well, it's probably That's probably not so boring. It's illegal.
Nothing can be legal and boring. If you're breaking the law, it's exciting a little bit.
Right. But R. Kelly's a bad guy.
Of course.
True.
But nobody would ever call him boring.
You're calling him exciting, which is...
I'm saying it's fucking great. Thrilling. It's fun. It's good. I'm not saying that it's good.
I want to stop talking entirely.
Oh, okay. Because you're really not going to like what I was going to bring up next, which was very political.
Really?
And right of center. Absolutely right-leaning.
Cool. Politics is fine. Let's talk politics. Honestly, that would be an upgrade.
It's about the Kavanaugh hearing.
All right, forget it. Let's not.
Yeah.
Let's drop it.
Goncalves with another first time. Shout out to his Insta, the best year 96, but unlike other Instas, this one's on private.
It's a Finsta.
I don't know if it's a Finsta or just a Prinsta, a private Insta, but he'll accept you if you're dope, and he'll perhaps follow you back.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah, give him a little sauce. You got to make him want it, Goncalves.
At the best year 96. So thank you, Justin. Thanks to you guys for listening to If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the web hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Josh.
Congrats on the general cleanliness shirt.
Oh.
I saw that you were, selling a lot of them.
Yeah, they're flying off the shelves. I don't know.
Have you gotten paid for that yet?
I haven't gotten paid. The money is being collected in the Shopify Printful account. It'll be direct deposited.
And then we'll split it.
To me. We won't. Why would I split that with you?
We'll split it because I came up with it and then you had the idea to make it a shirt, so it feels like a 50-50 situation.
To what end would I split that with you, buddy? You came up with what? General cleanliness?
Yes.
I think we could...
Him as a character.
this is... Honestly, it's a bad look for you. Let's not... We don't have to get into it on mic, but you really had... You had a dud of an episode, okay? You phoned it in. You phoned it in and no one answered. I had the golden mic. I came up with a new piece of intellectual property that's paying me through the nose, dividends on dividends.
You're happily talking about it on the podcast. I'm okay letting it go if you don't want to talk about it on the podcast.
I don't think we should talk about it on mic. I don't think we should talk about it on mic because it's not a good look for either of us. More you.
But I agree.
I have cash on hand and I have cash on deck. I have bank and I'm making bank on general cleanliness, which is my idea 100%. And if anything, all you did that episode was almost ruin it.
I don't think. No way. No.
Let's not talk about this.
I agree.
Let's not talk about this on mic.
Yes. Let's not talk about this on mic or in person if I can actually make the request right now. I don't want to speak to you about this anymore.
I don't think we should. Yeah, I think we should all. I think we should just drop it.
Yeah.
I think it's not worth it.
I agree. All right.
Well, it's worth it if you were me because I'm making a lot of cash.
I said I agree with you. I don't think we should talk about it. All right.
Okay.
Absolutely. These are, as always, real questions from real people. All we need is a fake name for this guy so we can preserve his anonymity. Bit of a sticky situation. What name do we have for this guy? What do you got?
General Cleanliness.
Yeah, I figured you would say that. That's exactly what
that's
I fucking
cool
thought.
And it's a nice
you
way
wanted to drop
my,
it, but you wanted to bring it right back up. You can let it die for 15 seconds before bringing it up.
Well, let's let it sit. Let's
go
let
fuck
it sit
yourself.
Here.
Go fuck wow. yourself. How much? Okay. Wow. You called me a dud. You called me phoning it in. You accused me of ruining an episode. I say go fuck yourself, and you're
a little bit hot-headed, and I think for that reason you forfeited your chance at the golden mic this episode.
Already.
This mine by default.
Already. For
so
what?
I appreciate that. I appreciate being awarded the golden
for
mic.
Saying
I think
fuck?
This is, what are we at? What are we at? We're in the 8-minute mark, and I got the golden mic, which I think is maybe the earliest... I've ever gotten the golden mic.
It's the earliest you've declared it, the earliest you've stolen. Why don't we just let the people decide who wins the golden mic? Why do you have to say that you automatically get it?
Because I think the golden mic is something that happens live.
Yeah, what did
I
do?
Think it has to happen
what did
live.
I do to disqualify myself, just so I know going forward?
You got really hot-headed, and you...
I said,
you
go fuck
like,
yourself.
You said,
yeah.
go fuck yourself.
Because you wouldn't
I feel
let
like
it
that
die.
Takes you out of the running.
You wouldn't stop beating a dead horse.
The golden
right?
mic is a little bit about sportsmanship.
No way.
It's a little bit about sportsmanship.
It's so
and the way you
about
conduct
that.
And the way you conduct yourself on the podcast matters.
Yeah.
It might not matter to you, but it matters to me, and it matters to our fans.
Okay.
Let's just call this guy General Cleanliness. store.headgum.com. You can buy your own general cleanliness tea. All right. And that money goes directly to me, and I'm not splitting it with anybody. Okay.
With anybody. That means me. Don't say you're not splitting with that. Nobody expects you to split it with anybody but me. You're not splitting it with me.
No, you had nothing to do with the idea.
Everything to do with it. Made it. Stole it. You get a trophy for it because I got mad at you.
I don't get a trophy for the t-shirt. I got a trophy for
trophy,
the character.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't. This is why you don't get the golden mic. You don't even understand the way it works.
I do. You think that you're the funnier person every single episode.
I think we're both hilarious, and I think every single episode it's up for grabs, and I think I just come down with it almost 100% of the time.
Almost. Every episode you've done, you got it.
Oh, yeah. Every episode I've done, I got it. But not everyone. Not every episode
everyone.
Of the show.
That's everyone.
Not every episode of the podcast, because Tom or Ben did it with you without me, and he got it that episode.
Has a guest ever won it? if it's me, you, and Thomas, has Thomas ever won it?
Ben's won it, but he was a guest, and I wasn't.
I know that one. You don't have to keep explaining
you ask a dumb question. You already know the answer. You said, has a guest ever won it? Has a guest ever won it? Ben was a guest.
Has it ever been me, you, and a guest, and the guest won it?
No, I've won everyone I've contended.
Exactly.
I was in contention for.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. No congratulations from you, by the way. No, I'm proud
not.
Of you.
Of course
no, that's
not.
That's
proud
a historic
what?
Run. No,
yes.
No,
None
I'm honored
that.
To be on a
that's
podcast
correct.
With you.
None
just
of
more
that.
Of like a,
zero.
All right, just hate. Just hate from you.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah,
just hate. That's right. Just hate. Just hate.
Just hate.
You don't have to say it. Just hate.
Just hate. Okay.
Just hate.
Okay, I know.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Just hate. Ready?
Just hate. I know. Yeah.
Yeah. General Cleanliness writes, I'm a university student writing to you from Canada, and I'm in a bit of a sticky situation.
Uh-oh.
Back at the start of the year, my buddy hooked up with a girl and sort of unofficially called dibs on her. She prompted to ghost his ass, which made encounters in our friend group a little awkward. We're all in the same friend group. I should also mention that I have really only spoken to her like 3 times. Last week, she was on a bar crawl with some girls from the group, and I get a call from a number I don't recognize. Anyway, I start texting, trying to figure it out, and lo and behold, it is her. She asked my friend for my number. Then she made a joke about knocking on my door later. I thought nothing of it, as I was a wee bit stoned and wanted to sleep. Then she bangs on my door at 2 a.m. I didn't answer. Cue Jake doing the Kanye ha noise.
Indeed.
Nice.
You got it, buddy.
Anyways, we started texting more regularly, which brings me to my problem. What's her end game? There are about 2 weeks left in school, and we live 8 hours apart. If she wanted to hook up, wouldn't she just tell me? We have a ton in common and suggest movies and music to each other, since we like the same genres. But does the fact that she hasn't suggested we hang out yet mean she just wants a friend? Or do I cut the crap and go for it? Or did I miss my chance the night she banged on my door? P.S., I could kind of see getting into a relationship with her, but it's pretty tough due to the distance. And, you know, only really starting to talk to her this week.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So this guy, rather than having her show up at his door, knocking on it to come into his room.
Yes.
He thinks the sign that he needs is her saying, let's hang out, instead of physically trying to hang out.
Yeah, barging in, getting his number, calling him, texting him, banging on the door at 2 a.m., not enough insight for him, still not quite sure what, quote, her end game is.
He's very high. He's very, very high still. I can tell
that. He's still high?
He's still high. He has to be so stoned.
When you're stoned, are you not horny? Is that what I'm picking up on? I didn't know that was a thing, but it seems like that's a thing with him.
I think that you're like a little more, well, maybe it affects everybody differently, but for me, it's definitely like a bit more like introspective and like cerebral adventures rather than like, you know, physical, like I need to fuck somebody. That's
like,
that's more of an alcohol thing.
Yeah, he's like, I'm high. Don't bang on my door. What's your favorite movie genre? I want to talk to you about Clint Eastwood films instead.
What are you trying to do here?
I'm going to suggest music to you. Go to bed. Have you ever listened to Paul's Boutique by Beastie Boys?
I'm not sure what you're trying to get out of this, but just go back to your room and I'll send you a playlist.
Let me know if you like horrors, thrillers, or both. I'll recommend a film from the same genre.
Yeah, you're a thick-headed fool, but you're sweet. I think it's more, it's my favorite thing when guys don't know rather than, you know, like the opposite end of the spectrum is that guy's friend who hooked up with her and seemingly called dibs.
Yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to call clueless. Dibs.
Yeah, that's clueless in a negative way. This is clueless in a funny way.
Yeah, in a sweet way. I think maybe he doesn't want to grapple with the fact that this girl wanted to hook up with him, and he's like, "I think I just want to be in a relationship with her."
Oh,
so he's like saying it kind of like a cool dude. Like, what does this chick want? Did I miss my chance? I think I want to have a friendship with her or some shit. What am I becoming?
This drunken maiden wanted to hook up at 2 a.m. and now I'm in love with her, actually.
I fucking see a future with her or some shit. I don't know if I'm high or if I can just see where we would grow old together, but I'm really fucked up right now.
I think, yeah, that you blew your chance, but you didn't blow your future chances.
That's beautiful.
That was definitely a misreading of the situation. Her saying, I'm going to bang on your door, is saying, I'm going to bang you.
Whore.
Okay, forget I said that. She made a move and he did not accept it.
Yeah.
He missed it.
And I think maybe she feels a little ashamed because she banged on the door, he didn't answer, and now she's too afraid to say, hey, let's hang out.
Oh, so yeah, that's possible. You definitely have to take the initiative because in her head, she's already taken she swung for the fences there.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a booty call. It was a booty knock. It was a booty show, a booty drop-in.
That's the most booty you can booty, is to show up.
Only girls can do that, by the way. It's really not. It would be creepy as hell if you did it to her. So don't think the move is to go show up at her place at 2 a.m.
Yeah, and even when the lady does it, she gave him a nice little heads up. I'm going to knock on your door later.
Yeah, that's true. So get in touch with her, text her, and ask her to hang out. You said you have a lot in common. You could do any of those things, or you could just get a drink, but there's 2 weeks left of school. She probably just wants to hook up with you.
Yeah. Sorry, bro. I guess there's always next year.
Yeah. There's no reason to like read so far into it, but like the signal is that she wanted to hook up. You can do that.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a break and we'll answer some more questions on the other side of these advertisements.
Yeah.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
It's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
like
it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so it's fitness now. Yeah, it's more of a fitness now thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah,
it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn, and I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
On to Let's Do It If I... Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
Well, I'm in a unique situation where I don't have any advice, but I need some advice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to lease a car.
At least you can lease.
I've never ever driven a new car. The newest car I've ever driven was a 2001 car, and that was in 2009.
That was your Nissan Cube, right?
Yeah.
The newest car you had was that yellow Toyota Scion you leased.
I had a Yaris, a bright pink Yaris, a creamsicle Prius C, though.
This is exciting because this is one of the few car things I've done before. Like, I don't know how to change a tire or buy a used car, but I have, when moving to LA, leased a car now twice. I know all about it.
All right, well, tell me everything, because let me tell the first part of my experience is just like, it seems like there's just way too many options.
That's true.
Like I was on Google. It reminded me of when I was searching for an engagement ring. I was like, I just Googled car leases.
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to be effective.
That's the next 8 years of Google ads that you get. Just the fact that you chummed the water with that single search.
Oh my God.
Means the next Instagram ads you get for the next 10 years are going to be car leasers.
Yeah, and they also, they don't really tell you the real prices anywhere. And I made one phone call and now I'm on.
Oh, you're on the list.
They are so thirsty. It's crazy. It's crazy. Like 3 emails, texts, phone calls. This is just from one place. I don't want to shop around for a car anymore. Tell me this. It seems to me that I need to know what kind of car I want before I even go to a dealership.
Yeah.
Because I imagine that I'd get to drive a Toyota, drive a Ford, drive a Mazda, just drive all the different cars. And that seems like no way, because as soon as I show my face somewhere, they will sink their teeth into me so deep.
They're like half zombies who will just consistently walk towards you at a slow pace until you've run out of real estate, and half the girl from The Last Question just banging on your door. Can
there
I interest you in a Corolla?
Drop on the your RAV4, you just got new lease terms.
This is the lowest I can go, but at this point, I'm losing money. Ha! biting into you.
Yeah, so what do you do?
Okay, this is what I did. I decided on a car I wanted, which you can do by test driving. So, like, I test drove a Mazda and a Toyota and a Honda.
Did they have...
I just wanted a standard car.
And they had all of those, or did you go to three different dealerships?
Three different dealerships.
And they were all probably, like, the people... at Honda just never wanted to let you leave, and you had to be like, I'm sorry, I got a Mazda.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's never like, I'm sorry. It's just like, all right, I'm going to go test drive some other cars. Like, well, when you leave now, I will be really sad. All right, don't leave. Do not leave
me. This deal goes away. Like, I know for a fact it does not. You've emailed me five times. Like,
if anything, it gets better. Yeah,
I was on the phone with somebody, and he's like, do you want to come in? I was like, yeah, sure, I'll be there on Thursday. And it seemed like he didn't believe me. And then he like got my number, my email. He's like, all right, Thursday. I'm like, yeah.
Promise you will. Will you promise me? I'm swear, dude. Like, just a pinky swear.
Drop in now if you're so serious. I'll come to you.
I'll come to you. So what three cars are you even narrowed it down at all?
I think I've narrowed it down. I really want an SUV.
Okay.
And I believe I am between a Toyota 4Runner, which is a pretty large SUV, or the Audi Q5,
okay,
which is a midsize SUV.
Have you test driven both?
No, I'm test driving the Audi tomorrow.
Okay, great.
I was going to call ahead to this Toyota place, but now that I see how accommodating everybody is, I think I'll just drop in.
So this is what I did. I decided on a car, and then I called two rival Mazda dealerships, and then they just sort of fight it out against each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you mediate? Were you like, that sounds pretty good, but this place is going to go lower?
I basically had a price in mind that I wanted to pay. And then I told one of them that price, and they're like, we can't do that. Then I told the other one, like, I can't do that unless you do this, or they're like, I'll match their price. Because they really, like, the two Audi dealerships in New York, if there are more than one, hate each other and will do anything to make sure that you lease the car from them.
Mm, yeah, I could see that. That makes sense.
And another bit of advice I got was pay the minimal amount up front, because a lot of them will just say, like, yeah, it's $200 a month, but you put $7,000 down. There was some, like, rule of thumb that was, like, for every $100 they take off your monthly price, they just add they just add $3,000 down to the down payment.
Oh, and you don't get the down payment back at all, right?
No, it's just the rate at which you pay. Like, some of them are like, yeah, you can do very little monthly payments if you pay a lot down right now. So I asked for, like, no money down, zero. And I guess the least you can do in California, at least, is like $600, which is like the minimal, like, amount of taxes and fees or whatever just to get the car. But you're not paying off the car at all. You're only doing that every month.
Very interesting.
You should have a price that you want to pay monthly and basically throw that at two or even three Audi dealerships and then have them struggle until you can get that price.
This sounds great. Can I just have you do it?
You just sort of throw a piece of paper in the middle of four rabid dogs and whoever wins it gets you.
Whoever wins it gets my cash.
Yeah, you pay as little as you can up front. And then I always opt for the standard stuff because, like, they try to upsell you with shit that you don't necessarily need, like a navigator or like a nicer TV screen.
Right.
Where I'm like, yeah, I'll just use Waze on my phone. Thanks, though.
That shit, it's probably going to work on me. Have you driven any of those new cars that, like, the display just basically looks like your phone?
Yeah, it's like an Apple wired car where they mirror the Apple phone onto your car.
Yeah, that shit is dope.
You can get any car and they can, like, Apple wire link it up.
Oh.
Some of the cars just come standard with it.
Interesting. Yeah, the Jeep that we rented when we drove to DC had it and was fucking lovely. And I guess if anybody has a suggestion for a small SUV that's kind of sick, let me know.
If you just search cars.com and filter by kind of sick, you'll find, like, the ones that'll come up.
Really?
Yeah. And then you throw on that vanity plate.
Oh, I wonder if I could get the same vanity plate as you since I'm in New York.
Oh, it just says HeadGum, but in New York?
Yeah.
I think Pi looked it up and said it was available. Maybe Golden Mike would fit if you take away all the vowels.
Oh, GLD. Yeah, GLDN.
MIC. Who's the Gildan MC? It's not what it stands for, ass.
He's the guy that just rear-ended you. Now give me your insurance card. Price.
Driving your cube, getting honked at by people. There's a guy in the backseat who thought you were his Lyft driver.
And I was.
Leave me alone.
Don't cancel. Fuckers. Christ.
So that's both your solicited and my unsolicited advice on how to lease a car.
That really works. I'm going to keep you in the loop because I feel like I'm definitely very, very stupid about money negotiating.
Yeah.
If I like the person, I'll sign it. I'll give them everything.
Yeah. There's even like some dig, like if you dig even deeper into the whole, I think there was like a This American Life about it, about like the real system that goes on and like how much they can actually sell for and like when to do it down to the month because of all these quotas and things. You can get real deep.
I listened to that This American Life and it like almost made me feel bad about the position that the dealerships are in, because like a lot of the time they are losing money on these leases, but they like sacrifice it to stay in business.
Yeah. So that you come back and buy a soda. That's how they're making the real cash.
Right. Just like the movies. They make money on the vending machines.
Yeah. When your car breaks down and they sell you a Pepsi for $3.99, that's how they're really making money.
These big wigs.
It's not even off the cars.
Right, big wigs.
It's off the ice. The ice. Ask for it without ice. Watch their head fucking roll.
All right. So now everyone can stop listening to your unsolicited advice.
I'm serious. You go there.
Go to a Mazda dealership if you want a Pepsi.
Yeah, you get a flat Pepsi, no ice, and then you take your car to get oil changed at a freaking Jiffy Lube anyway.
Get it on rice. It'll stay cold, but it takes up less volume.
Can I get a Diet Coke on frozen rice? What do you mean you don't have it? What kind of Audi dealership is this?
I thought the customer was always rice.
Very rice.
There we go.
We should also say tickets are still available for our show in Chicago.
That's right.
Headgum.com/live.
And not many left.
NatPod might be sold out by the time this comes out. If I Were You has about 100 tickets left. Other shows going fast. So nab them while you can, June 14th through 16th in Chi-Town.
Get them all. Man, that's going to be fun. Can't wait.
All right. Next question. This is from another dude who he wants to be called Lismus.
Oh, nice. Thomas.
Tis I, Lismus. Hey, Diva Roaches. So my friend who I'm very comfortable with, we talk about sex and our fantasies, etc. all the time. We met sophomore year in high school, and about 5 months ago, my 4.5-year relationship ended. While we were talking about how difficult it can be to find someone to have casual sex with, I figured I would ask her, and she responded, "Of course. I've been waiting for you to ask, to be honest." Now, this obviously got me very excited, and I asked how long she's been waiting for me to ask, and she told me since sophomore year, not long after we met. The reason I'm writing in is because I suddenly feel a lot of pressure. This sex has been 6 years in the making for her, and I've only had one partner. And my previous relationship, we only had sex a few times as it was difficult for her to adjust to me. Also, that's not a humble brag. I'm very average. So, I'm not as experienced as her. She knows this, but we still have that lingering expectation in my head that I need to do well. Do not fret, gullies. Cheese will be seized. But how would you mentally approach the situation?
Interesting.
This is not unlike our first guy.
It's good that we don't have to convince him to do it, because obviously it's going to happen. That's good.
It's going to happen, but the pressure of 5 years is weighing on him.
I think you might. I mean, my advice is just like get it over with, because like it's either going to be good, bad, average, great, terrible, awkward. You know, who knows? But once it happens, then you can only calibrate from the experiment, from the first time.
Yeah, you just sort of throw a blind dart, mm-hmm.
and then you adjust,
and then you can adjust accordingly.
Right.
It is funny that this guy has been wanting this for months. And then when she's like, "I have been wanting it for years," he's like, "Ugh, maybe never mind." Not quite interested.
I mean, the thing that worries me is not necessarily that he won't be able to perform, but like it sounds like this might be a little less casual for her. Like she's liked him for a long time.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess you never know until you do it, just like you said.
Yeah, but it's hard to be like, "We're friends with benefits. I've been waiting to be your friend with benefits my whole life."
I have never stopped thinking about us being friends with benefits.
I think she, yeah. It, like, you could definitely want more benefits. And one of the benefits that she might want is that you're her full-time boyfriend.
You're my long-lost friends with benefit.
How's that for benefits? We're in love and we're committed to each other and we won't see other people. That's my favorite benefit of being your friend with benefits.
The greatest benefit of all is marriage. I'm sure it's not actually like that. This is just his fear.
Yeah. Well, his fear, I think, is that he won't be able to do a good job. I'm sure that it'll be fine, but be sensitive because, I don't know, she could like you.
All right, here's another question from a guy who's having post-coital questions. This is sort of like the same guy in three different stages of the night.
Oh,
first, there was the girl who knocked. Then it's like she wants to have sex. And then right after sex, this guy has a question.
What comes after general? Sergeant? Sergeant cleanliness? Colonel
please.
Cleanliness?
Please, call me General. Colonel Cleanliness was my dad's name. Colonel Cleanliness writes, I'm a 21-year-old junior at the University of Colorado who is a longtime fan of Jake and the Chipmunk, but a first-time writer.
What?
A few months ago, I was hooking up with this girl, who is now my girlfriend, who I love very much. We were fucking, and not to toot my own horn, but I was doing great. She was coming left and right, and we were having lots of fun. We were winding down, and as I finish pulling out, she says, you're a psychopath. Now, mind you, it's not like I had her on a sex swing or we were doing some dark BDSM shit. We were just fucking in my bed on my in my apartment. Her saying that immediately took me out of the moment, and I started to laugh and blurted out, what? She did not have a response and quickly curled up and took a nap while I was left wondering what I had done that warranted her calling me that after sex. Maybe it was because she came so many times or that it was just good sex. I have brought it up with her since and she either denies it or tells me that she does not know why she said it. I think about it a fair amount because, well, she told me I was a fucking psychopath after sex. Should I read into this, or should I stop caring because it means nothing? Please help a fellow Jew out.
Interesting.
Stop caring because it means nothing.
Yeah.
Is the option that I want to take.
I mean, I think that's kind of the, isn't that the only thing you can do? Because you overthink it. You already brought it up, and she doesn't want to talk about it. So, like,
brought it up multiple times after good sex.
Yeah. If you continue, then you actually become the psychopath.
What do you mean I'm a psychopath? Yeah. That was 4 months ago, but I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
Do you really think I'm crazy?
I do now.
Why? Why did you call me that after awesome sex? It wasn't that good. Excuse me? Why'd you call me crazy that day?
Because the sex was crazy good.
Not really. Do you have a problem with me?
Oh, good Lord.
You're actually the psychopath for calling me that. Yeah, it's been 4 years, man. I don't know what to tell you.
You were wearing that outfit last time I saw you, too.
I'm starting to think I am a psychopath. That's how crazy you have me.
If you want to tell me what psychopath meant, I'll be over here in my hovel under the bridge.
This guy ruined good sex by thinking about the compliment she gave him too much.
Yeah, I would not worry.
Yeah,
at least because you can't solve this issue. She won't come to the table, so there's nothing you can do.
You never want to ask what the fuck did you mean by that after good sex,
right? What the fuck did you mean by that? And then also, you really never want to be like, you know that thing you told me to stop worrying about and asking you about? Well, guess what? I'm still worried about it, and I'm asking again.
I'm freaked in a way.
And I know you want me to let it go, but that isn't happening now.
Let it go, let it go. She called him that once. What a weird sliding doors moment. She could have chosen any word. Instead, she said psychopath, seemingly by accident. Now it's driven you mad.
I mean, maybe there's like a small part of his brain that thought that he was acting psycho as he was having sex. It's like, man, like I feel crazy. And then she said, "You're a psychopath," and it was confirmed. And now you're really freaked out about it.
a self-fulfilling psychopath prophecy.
Yeah.
All right, let's try to answer one last question about a clingy coworker.
Okay.
Lieutenant Cleanliness writes, day one here with a problem that I think you two could handle. I recently moved to Virginia for a job. Being that I don't really know anyone around here, and Virginia being dry as fuck, I got closer to a group of coworkers and started going out with them on off days. While out one night bowling, playing pool and smashing drinks, I participated in some flirting of the latest variety with this girl who works with us, but not under the same company. Here's when the problems began. This chick ended up getting my number, and after nothing more than one night of wafer-thin flirting, I wake up to a good morning, honey text. Dope, right? How about nope? I don't consider myself a dime piece, but this girl does not make my heart horny in the slightest. She's been hitting me up multiple times a day for the last week and a half, trying to invite herself over to my place, even jokingly followed me to my apartment complex after a night out. Hey, it's like the 2 a.m. bang door.
Yeah.
She's always in our office throughout the workday and is good friends with most of my coworkers. She's tried flirting during work, but I just kind of ignore it and go about my business. This girl hasn't taken any hints. My lack of texting or subtle brush-offs. So how do I go about shutting down this female without all my new coworkers, dare I say friends, thinking I'm a dick for denying this clingy chick? Thanks, fellas, and ta-da. Love, Colonel, Lieutenant, something.
President.
That's President Cleanliness to you. That's right. I ran a successful campaign.
The commander in handkerchief.
Very good.
That's golden mic worthy if I hadn't already won it, honestly.
You said you already had, yeah.
Yeah. So I already did have it, but it's rare. It's rare to win too.
Yeah.
And fuck it. It's an honor.
Yeah. Two? You're saying you win two in this episode?
I win two this episode. I'm chuffed by it. So
honest.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Who are you
all
thanking? You gave it to yourself.
I think I'm thanking the people.
You complimented yourself and you're thanking somebody else for it. Nobody said anything.
You don't just get an award and not give a speech. I'm not an asshole. What do you think? I just like walk. I'm like, oh, whatever. Because it means something to me. I think that's why people appreciate that I get this award so often.
I definitely think it means a lot to you.
It hasn't lost its luster.
Obviously.
A lot of other people.
Obviously, it hasn't.
They shrug their shoulders and they're like, I don't have any room on my mantle for my 279th golden mic. But I say, no, I've got plenty of shelf space and keep them coming because I love this award and I love podcasting.
A lot of people would want to share the wealth, especially when you're creating the currency from scratch.
Trust me, I do want to share the wealth.
No, you don't.
I would love to share the wealth.
So give me one. Yeah. You have two. Right. How about we split this one this episode? We each get one. You're thinking about it? You don't know if you want to do it.
I don't think it's going to happen, but I did meaningfully consider it.
No way. You took 4 seconds. That wasn't soul searching.
No, honestly.
You fucking paused.
I knew I was going to say no right from the start.
Yes, I know.
I wanted to make you think that I considered it so I didn't hurt your feelings, but you don't.
Okay, how about this? Since you're creating shit, and you are creating shit, fucking drum up another fake third trophy and give it to me. You still have two, and I have one.
Okay.
Okay.
The Brown Turd Award for shittiness in podcasting is yours.
Same
this
episode.
I hate to give that to you.
No, you don't.
I hate to give
same
that one.
Same one. I want the really golden mic.
I really hate that I won two golden mics and you won a brown turd this episode.
Have I?
But you win the brown turd for shittiness in podcasting. Congrats. Congrats on that.
Yeah. Do
you have a speech? Do you want to give a speech?
No, I'm afraid to ask, but have I ever won the brown turdy before? Oh my God. What is this? Let's hear it. What's your answer? Have I ever won the Brown Turdy Award for shitty podcasting before to you?
This is your...
Don't. No. Keep in mind, I can just win no award. No golden mic, but no turdy. How many times have I won the turdy to you?
This is your 380th turdy.
Oh my God. Every episode I get the turdy. You get the golden mic, and today you have two.
You've gotten the dirty turdy for every single episode we've ever done. And every episode that you did without me, which was the one with Ben.
Even? Even 30 turdies would have been too much. And you're giving me 380 turdies.
380 dirty turdies for shittiness in podcasting.
An award.
And I hate to do that.
Yeah, no, you don't.
I hate to do it publicly. Because you could have asked me privately. We could have talked about this off mic.
You're mad at me. Listen to how mad you are at me for losing the award.
I never wanted to have this out here. I don't think we need to air our dirty laundry like this.
I agree.
I don't think it's a good look for us.
I agree.
I don't think it's good for the podcast.
Correct.
Okay. So let's
what?
Drop it. Let's leave it. Let's forget that this ever happened. I quickly want to say thank you for my two golden mics this episode. It's a humbling honor. And I'm cheesed and chuffed by it. Okay. That's,
I know that all you're right. cheesed. I know that you're chuffed. You don't have to say that shit. Right. You're making up an award and you're giving it.
Because otherwise
to you.
I don't say anything and I accept it in silence. And I think that's weird. So I want to say thank you. And that's it.
I think this is much weirder.
All right. Well, we don't even have to talk about it anymore. So it's not weird. It's over.
Yes.
We're done.
Correct.
Let's drop it.
Correct. And I have no award.
You did get an
and
award.
And no fucking...
You got an award.
I have no fucking...
You have...
I have no speech then.
You've got... You have a brown streak that you're keeping alive here. You've won every single tourney that's been awarded. So you do have an award. You just probably don't want to give a thank you speech because...
Yes.
It's more like a no thank you speech.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
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 Yes. Yes, I'm. By the way, mad. You're not. Right. You should be happy.
No, I'm.
If you're,
I don't. I'm not happy. I didn't want to have this conversation. This isn't fun for me.
You gave me an award. You made up an award. I wanted one of the golden mics, and you made up a turdy, and then you gave me 380
I didn't
of them.
Make it up. I didn't make it up. You earned it.
How should this guy be blunt to this clingy coworker?
I think with a very polite text.
Oh, that's good. What about a nice fake lie where you're like, sorry, I have a girlfriend. This is making me a little uncomfortable.
Oh, but then your friends and your coworkers think you have a girlfriend and you're like, they're like, let's bring her around. And then you can't do that. And I think it's cleaner to be like, I'm not looking for a relationship right now, or I'm not interested in seeing anybody.
Honey.
So it's not like personal. It's not like I'm not interested in you. It's like, I'm not interested at all in romance ATM.
You think the good morning honey text ever works for this lady?
No, I would say that is more of an indicator that she doesn't know how to flirt.
I like the idea of calling it wafer thin flirting. I can't stress how thin this flirting
was. It was absolutely vanilla. It was vanilla wafer.
It was saran wrap. It was aluminum foil skinny flirting.
It was a translucent flirtation.
Yeah. Let her know, or lie to her, or continue ignoring her until she gets the hint and finds a new honey.
Three solid options. Just don't give in and hook up with her, because it doesn't, that'll be bad.
Have you ever made that mistake?
Yes. Often.
Of course.
I've honestly probably never done the other three things.
Learn from my mistakes, folks. Mm-hmm. Learn from my mistakes. Mm-hmm. All right. We're out of time. Great episode. I think we both did equally well. Thank you so much for writing in. If you have your own questions or theme song submissions, you can send it to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Are you okay? The opening one was written by Justin Goncalves. Who wrote this closing one? Do you want to give any award to Justin? Did he get anything? You fucking prick.
Justin can have a turdy if he wants.
He can have a turdy. He actually wrote, he'd made something for us. You haven't made shit. You fucking make up little awards to make yourself happy, and it just backfires. It makes you mad, you fucking prick.
Jeez, so much hate.
This closing one is written by Jake Guttridge, who did a My Name is Jonas cover for Your Ungrateful Ass.
Ooh.
And then he wrote an original theme song for us. He hopes we like it. So from both of us, who are both hosts of this podcast, we say thank you, Jake. And is there any last words you wanted to mention before we play the song?
No, I just want to say again.
Here we go.
Not much from me.
Has changed for you in terms of.
I want to say thank you to Jake.
Have you had a change of heart about anything
for the theme song? I just want to single out and flag a point that you made that Ichu and I had an equally good episode. I don't think that's fully accurate. I had a double Golden Mike episode and you had a Turdy episode.
Do you think it's fair that I think that?
That you think that?
Do you think it's fair that, that we both did equally well? Not that I did better. Do you think it's fair that I think we did equally well?
It's not about fair. It's about, I mean, I don't think it's, I don't
do think, you think it's fair.
I think it's about accuracy.
Do you think it's fair that I think that we did equally
you're
well?
You're entitled to feel
having given you
however you want.
That's
I'm not going to tell you how I feel. So feel whatever you want.
And will you tell me it's fair?
I'll tell you it's fair. It's fair to feel however you want, but it's not correct.
All right.
You're wrong about this. It's objective.
All right. Go fuck yourself, you little piece of shit.
All right. Nothing but hate from you.
See you next week, everybody.
Later.
The Turdy.
The Turdy.
Why were you show? Get the best advice if you need it. If you need it, if you need it, they'll take the piss out of you. Come rain or snow, they'll deliver one podcast when you need it to help to get through whatever trouble.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.